Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Let's head to Fenway Park in Boston. That's where we find Orioles closer Zach Britton. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're off to a great start as the Orioles closer for your second season. How different is it, though, this year preparing to be the closer? This time last year, you were kind of the everything relief pitcher. You'd come in a tight spot. You'd come as long guy. You'd be the setup guy. How different is it knowing what the job of closer is?
You know, it's a little different, I think, more so than anything, having the idea of what inning you're throwing. Obviously, things change throughout the game, whether you're in extra innings or not. But for the most part, I have the idea of I'm coming in the ninth, and I think you just have a better routine, a more consistent routine than maybe last year when I was doing a lot of different things.
Is it different? Because last year, not only were you new at closer, you were new as a relief pitcher. I mean, you had been a starter your entire professional life. Just knowing the aspects of that and how you kind of occupy your mind and body for eight innings.
Yeah, it's tough. I like to get out there from the first pitch of the game. I know some people come out later during the game, but I feel like if Adam Jones is out there from the first pitch, I should be out there. So, just mentally trying to stay engaged in the game. I feel like you learn a lot just from watching. I feel like I've learned a lot down there from just, watching the game up until when I go in, if I go in. So, I think you can learn, man. And that's why I like going out there from the first pitch on. The anxiety builds up. You see the score, from the fifth, sixth inning, if the score stays the same, I'm in the game, So I think, if anything, the anxiety of waiting for you, for you to get in that game, if anything, it's something that I'm still adjusting to.
It's interesting because, to me, the challenge, it would seem, of being a major league relief pitcher is that your margins are so small. When you come in, it's, for you, certainly a close game, but for almost every relief pitcher, one way or another, the game is typically within a run or two in either direction, and you don't have time to kind of find yourself or work out the kinks.
Right.
We're kind of seeing that now with Tommy Hunter, who got up to a rough start last year as well, and his track record says he'll find it, but think about this. You can't really work on the side, can you? You need your bullets for your game opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the opportunity to work on stuff as, like the starting pitchers do. So you use time, like you said, you're not really throwing out the mound before the game. I mean, maybe if you haven't thrown in 3 or 4 days, but rarely do you get the chance to throw outside. So if you're working on stuff, I mean, it's very, very hard to find the time. I know for me, if there's maybe I haven't thrown in a couple of days, or if maybe I feel like, I'm not as sharp as I want to be, I just put a little bit extra in the bullpen before I go out to the game. Hopefully, worked out a little bit of the kinks like that. But yeah, it's pretty difficult to find the time to do that, to be sharp all the time. I think if anything, it's more mental. You got to pitch without your best bullet sometimes. So just finding a way to kind of overcome that hurdle, I think, makes you a better pitcher. As a starter, sometimes I couldn't find that, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm in the bullpen now, So
fascinating.
But you learn a lot down there. You learn how to pitch without your best stuff, especially when the game's on the line.
I know it's an adjustment, and there's also kind of, when you look at it, Buck is really good working a bullpen and utilizing it. The track record's there with Buck. But it seems like a lot of relievers, particularly converted starters, you, Tommy Hunter, Brian Mattis, and that's where most relievers come from. At some point, they were in a rotation somewhere, whether it's high school, college, or some place in the minor leagues. But it seems like there is this ability to kind of let it fly for your 3 or 4 outs or whatever it is. Is that a different mentality, too, that you can actually max out? I don't know if you are maxing out. I'm kind of just seeing that when you are throwing 95 to 97.
Right. Yeah, I think to me, it's not about a max effort thing, especially like you were talking about, where this, when you come to the game, one run lead, and you got to be effective. So I don't look at it as a max effort thing, because I'm not, my command's not at best when I'm doing that. So it's still, you got to be under control and throwing strikes. But I think just your stuff plays up a little bit more because the guys are only seeing you one time. Like I said, not having to go 5-6 innings. I think just physically, it's not something that I'm trying to throw harder. It's just, it naturally happens because mentally, you're not chasing these guys 2-3 times. You're facing one time, you're inning, get your 3 outs, and then the game's over. So I think if anything, it's not that you're conscious of, well, I can just sit here and let it rip. It's more of your kind of body takes over, and knowing that you have 3 outs, these are your 3 outs to work with, go get them any way you can.
Zach, how much do you and your fellow bullpen mates follow the lineup, the one that you might be facing in any possible situation or scenario coming up in what could be an hour, could be a couple hours. Are you following what David Ortiz is doing in his first and second at-bat and how he looks on a given night and right up and down a given lineup?
Yeah, I think it's important to stay engaged in the game. Like I said, that's why I get out there from the first pitch, just stay engaged in the game. You know, you've seen if somebody is having a good game. You know, the scout report says one thing, but your eyes will tell you a lot, too. So you go out and see, hey, how is Pedroia swinging the bat? How is Ortiz swinging the bat today? I know what the scout report says, but how are they feeling today? Are they don't look like themselves today? Or, hey, is he hitting everything hard today? You know, I think those are the things you take into account when it comes to making your scout report for how to get somebody out that day. And so we're constantly talking down there. Dom's on top of the lineup with possible substitutions or, you know, things that happen throughout the game.
And then looking at this Red Sox lineup specifically, Zach, taking the Orioles out of the equation, I would say this lineup, maybe Detroit, at least on paper right now with a whole lot of season left, probably the most daunting lineup. So you think that's a fair assessment? Maybe the Blue Jays in there too?
Yeah, I think Blue Jays got a really good one. Yeah, I think Boston's always had a good lineup. I think the more you face them, the more comfortable you get with them. I mean, they're always good hitters, you know. No matter how many times you face them, you know they're going to make you pay for your mistakes. So you understand that you got to be sharp. But, you know, it's like anything. You make your good pitches, and we got the guys on the team from the rotation to the bullpen. You make good pitches, you know, we're going to be effective against any lineup. So I think, if anything, you try not to put too much weight into who they are, what they've done in their career. You go out and go, hey, if I execute my pitches, we're going to be really, really effective against any team.
Last question, Zach. How's fatherhood? I actually also became one a couple of months ago, and I know you became one last fall. How's it going?
It's going great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. He's crawling around, you know, pulling himself up, standing up. I think just little things that, you know, it's pretty cool being a dad, you know. You put so much emphasis on playing baseball, but it's nice to get home and to see him and, you know, be able to relax and enjoy that. I feel like I'm playing for something a whole lot different now. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, great perspective. I'm still in the no sleep mode, so I'm looking to get that perspective. Yeah. Right now it's just the grind.
I mean, I think that's what it is. I don't think maybe until they move out of the house, that's when you get some sleep, right?
Yeah, exactly. See you in 18 years. Zach Britton, Orioles closer, joining us from Boston. Zach, thank you so much. As always, best of luck in Beantown.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Zach Britton. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.